classic statement in such a situation. Always Yisod Hainu. Who were orphaned. Doesn't Svi always call Buckler? I understand that David and others took the guys to Lesson Svi. What we said, no different from me. I came from, I had a crown. I sat and I weren't. I became Rosh Hashiva the Rami Yeshiva. He came before Shana Aleph was in. I'm not exactly sure. I know the Rami Yeshiva legend says he came in a baseball hat about 1958 or 1959. Blazer Yudel, who was his wife's grandfather, Rosh Hashiva the Rami Yeshiva, I was always surprised that he lived so long. He said, probably, in order to bring your husband to the Torah. You know, in the, like, back in the 50s and the 60s, it was a time of big gedolim, Rav Aaron Kahler, Hanover Jared, Hanover Jarov, Sadler Rebbe. These were Bonei Torah. You know, the world, the Torah world was destroyed in the Holocaust. And these were big people who came and built Torah. And we thought that the era of Bonei Torah was over. That's what we thought. I'm telling you, the Lasson Svi was a bona Torah, and it's much easier when there's nothing there to build something. But when there was something there to build what he built, it's unbelievable. You know, there's an Israeli joke which goes like this: the guy's walking in Meir Sharon, he says, "Where's the Meir Yeshiva?" So the guy says back, just wait a little while, we'll be here soon too. The Lasson Svi was Moshe Nefesh for Torah in such an unbelievable way. From when he was young, I mean, they said on the radio that from the Tekufa Achrona, in the last period of time, he was sick. It's not true, the last period of time. I met him over 25 years ago. He was sick 25 years ago. When I was a young man, a young kohen guy in the Mir Yeshiva, he used to give tests, and he personally graded every single test. And you could tell he graded it because he had Parkinson's even 25 years ago. You could see that the handwriting on the test, how many points you got, was slightly shaky because he had to personally grade it. He didn't have to. He could have given it over to people. But that was Rav Nassim Svi. Rav Nassim Svi was Mesiris Nefesh for Torah. And that's a message I'm sure he would want all of us to understand, that if you're a Mesiris Nefesh for Torah, you could go to the farthest places.
Okay, we're going to go. It's supposed to be here.